Yandaf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Gemara and the Taisvis. Why many Rabchinina Bar Idim Rabada Barave, Tano She Sikai Beklipe Ole, the Golfoi, the Ofa Boyesapas? What happens if they preheated a Tano, the fuel was Klipe Olo, and they baked the pas in this Tano after they took out the fuel? The divrei ha'oisel mal, according to Rebbe that holds, you say yeshvach eitzim bepas. So what is the halacha on the pas that was baked in a oven after the fuel was removed? Amalei ha'pas muteres. So he told them the pas is muter. So it seems he meant to say that when do you say yeshvach eitzim bepas? When the Eitzim are creating the fire that's creating the Chaim, so then we say that the Pas is being baked through Atzei Issa. But if the Chaim has been separated from the Atzei Issa, so then we do not say Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, even though the Chaim originated from Atzei Issa, but since now it is not Mechubah to Atzei Issa, so the Pas is Mutter. Omar Leif, Omar Rav Chinen Nisova, Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yasi, Omar Rav Yoichinen. Tano Sheisikoi, V'golfoi, V'tzoloboya Sapesach, Ein Ze Tzliyesh, Shenema Tzliyesh, Tzliyesh Shtei Pomen. As Rav Chinen Nisova said, that if a Kolben Pesach was roasted in a oven after the fuel and the fire was taken out, so he says that the Kolben Pesach is posel, it's not considered Tliyesh, but there because it says twice Tliyesh, is Taime, the Goli Rachmone Tliyesh, Tliyesh Teipomim, or the Goli Rachmone, Havamin, it's Tliyeshu. So the Gemara said it would seem if it only say once in the Torah Tliyesh, so it would be considered Tliyesh. I, the Chaim that is now roasting the Kolben Pesach, is not Mechubo to an Eish. So HaKolchach, when the Torah said Tzli Eish, it includes a Chaim that was created through an Eish. You don't need that now it should be Mechubo to an Eish. No, a Chaim that was created through an Eish is also considered Tzli Eish. Therefore you need a special Yito to tell me that by Kolben Pesach, that is not sufficient. You need mamish, it should be roasting now through an eish. But that's also yitter. With Pashti Dikra, we would say that it's considered tli eish if you have a chaim that came about through an eish. So therefore, it should be considered shvach eitzim bepas if you have a chaim that came about through atzei yisr, even though the atzei yisr now are not mechubel to the chaim. So he answered him, so it's a kashe on Rabade Barabe. So he answered him, Oma le goli rachmono hosom v'yalfine mino. So he said, that is true. The svara chitzoine would be that it is considered tzli eish since it originated from an eish. The svara chitzoine is it should be considered yesh shvach eitzim bepas since the chaim came about through Atzei Yisra. But this posik is megalos that that's not true. That in order to have a shame tli eish, it has to be, the chaim has to be mechuba to the eish. So who adin, in order to say yeshvach eitzim bepas, the chaim has to be mekusha to the eitzim. Goli rachmona hosam v'yalfina mina. V'boi yisayme hosam taime dekosav rachmona tli eish teipomit. Then the second teretz is as follows, that be'emesin misvore chitzayne, it is not considered tliyesh because it originated from an eish. That is not a havamine. That since now it's not mechubat eish, it's not called tliyesh. So therefore, by atzei yisr, since the chaim is not mechubat to the eitzim, so it is not considered yeshvach eitzim bepas. So why do we need a special yito to tell me that it's not considered tliyesh? Boy is saying, Mahosam time of the Kosov Achmonet Liesh de Pomim, Le Kosov Achmonet Liesh de Pomim, Avamina Eish Kopet Achmonet Vilagol for Namit Liesh. He says, there would be a different Havamina. The Havamina would be not that it's considered Liesh because it originated from an Eish. Past history doesn't create halachas. You look by Sheru Shah. Now the Havamina would have been that Chaim alone should have a shame Eish. Because, since if one will put a beged in this chaim, the beged will ignite, it will burst out into flame, so I would think that chaim itself has a shame eish. So by Kopen Pesach, all you need is eish. Some Melai would say, with the chaim you have eish. So that's why I need a posik to tell me that, no, that even though in Lomdus, this is a nation, and you put a beged in, it'll start burning, but by Kom Pesach, you need more than a Lomdus Eish. You need a Metzius of Eish. Avol Hoche, but over here, I ate some the Suri Kapad Rachman. In order for the past to be also, it has to be baked through Atzei Yisrael. So Memele, if you don't have the Atzei Yisrael now, which are Mikusha to the Chaim, so it's poshit that you can't ask of the past, since the chaim now is not mikusha to the atzayis. Let us see Taisus. The golfoi v'ofo boi es apas mal. Teimel rivo, maika boi. What is the shaila? Oktoni seifo bishla gabi gecholim, divrei akel muteres. The machloikis of Rebbe and the Chachomim. That if you say, yes, shvach eitzim bepas, or ain't shvach eitzim bepas. The Baraisa says, but what if it is bishla or gabi gecholim, di vehakol muteres. Vafilu leman demuki hosom, bi gecholim oimemois, leigora choimoi mechoim cheres hatano shegolfo. So we wanted to say yesterday that the rivor is going lashitose. The Taisus HaRashbe, and the Afchavova Medbeis brings down that the Rivor explained the Machlekes of Rebbe and the Chachomim as follows. Let us be Magdim, how Taisvis learned Pshat in the Machlekes, and how the Rivor learned Pshat in the Machlekes. Taisvis there learns Pshat in the Machlekes as follows. Rebbe holds Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas, and the Chachomim holds Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas. And the Machlekes is as follows. Rebbe holds that the Eish that comes from the Eitzim does not come from the Mashahu HaNisraf. The Eish comes from the Bien before it becomes Agachelos. So Memele, so Atzei Issa are creating the Pas, so therefore the Pas is also. That's the Diak of Rebbe Yeshvach Eitzim the Pas, that the Eitzim are creating the Pas. That what the Chachomim Achilik Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, that they're saying that it is not the Eitzim which are creating the Pas, it is the Gecheles which is creating the Pas. The Mashahu Anisrof, that is what makes the Eish, so it's Ein Shvach Eitzim, so the Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonon is in the word Eitzim. Are the Eitzim creating the Pas, or is the Gecheles creating the Pas? So therefore, that is the machloikis. So that what the Braisa says further, bishla gabi gecholim de virhakol apas muteres. That means that the whole machloikis is, everyone holds in yisod that a gecheles is a dover hamuter. Everyone holds, you say, kolanis chofem afron muter, and a gecheles also has a shem eifer. Mina teure. So memele, so that's the safe of the Braisa. If he started cooking, if the Agacheles is generating the heat is coming from Agacheles, some Emeles, everyone knows it's Mutter. The Shaila is, if you have Atzei Issa, is the heat coming also from Agacheles, and that's the score of the Rabbonon, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, and Rebbe holds, no, if you have Atzei Issa, the heat is coming from the Eitzim Ben, Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. That is how Taisvis learned Pshat in the Gemara. So the Chiddush of Bishlal Gabi Gecholim is that even though the Gecholim are zicha generating the heat, but it's coming from a Mutter Dike source, because Gecholim is a Dover HaMutter. And Taisus Muchat Sech over there, so why does it say B'diyevet B'shlal Gabi Gecholim? Avalach Hatchila one should be permitted. Taisus says, even though Gecholim is Mutamina Teira, Midrabon you need Mamish Eifen. But B'diyevet the won't ask the pass if it is Gecholim. That is Shitas HaTaisus. The Rivo learns Pshat in the Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonon as follows. If there's no Machloikis, what makes the flame? Everyone holds the flame comes about through Atzei Issa. Now the Shaila is that you have a flame and the flame creates heat through Atzei Issa, will that Lemaise Asa the Pas? So the Rivo says, if you'll come and ask a Shaila, are you allowed to bake with Atzei Issa, according to everyone, it's also because you are deriving benefit from Isureyano. The Chaim is coming from Isureyano. There's no Shaila. Zicha also to bake with Atzei Issa, bein le Rebbe, bein le Rabbono. No, the Machloikis is, but after it was done already, and the pas was baked, is does the pas become Opkasel? Perhaps it's Gidule Isureyano. Doesn't explain clearly what the Shaila is. So the Machloikis, the Machloikis is not Yeshvach Eitzim, the Machloikis is Bepas. Is Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas? Does the Shvach Eitzim, which is here, does that Asa the Pas? That's the Machloikis. That beholds that Asa's the Pas, so the Pas becomes a Chepsa the Yisurah, since it was created through a Chaim of Iser, and the Rabbonin hold Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas, so Memele, so the Pas does not become Opkasa. That is the machloikas. Does the pas become us, or does the pas not become us? Upkasa. Now, what is pshat further? Bishlal gabi gecholim divrei akir la pas muteres. Now, the Rivo could not learn pshat the way Taisus learned pshat, but if it came through gecholim, it's zichem mutter. I mean, no one, but bishlam, if the machloikas is, when you have eitzim, does it come from the gachelis, does it come from the eight? So then that's the next step. Fakert, Gicholim is Zichemutah, Bishal Gabi Gicholim, the Shaila is, when you have an AIDS burning, is it coming from the Mashu and Yeshav isn't coming? So it's very good, the Seder of the Barais. But according to the Rivo, that the Rivo learned, there's no Shaila whatsoever, it's Zichem coming from Atzei Issa. So it's coming from Atzei Issa, so the Machloikis Afal Pikein is the Pas also. So now, what's the Mosa? But if it comes from Atzei Heter, it's Mutah. I mean, that's not Pshat. So the Rivo learned Pshat, the Bishla Gabi Gecholim means as follows, that even though Rebbe holds, that the heat that comes from Atzei Issa, Asas the Pas, but if you have the heat, which is still in the Gacheles, but you don't have the Atzei Issa anymore, that means the heat that was generated through the Atzei Issa is still finds itself now in the Gacheles. So you have also the Kechaim, there. Afal Pike, since the Eitzim are not here anymore, which created the Chaim, Safil according to Rebbe, the Pas is Mutter. That is the Chiddush of the Berais. So the Berais is saying, that means even though we had a Machloikis, that if Atzei Issa creates a pas, does the pas become Nesa? But if the Chaim of Atzei Issa creates the pas, and the Chaim already is now moved from the Atzei Issa, the Chaim is in the Gecholim, so then everyone holds that it doesn't answer the pas. So that is the Beraisis. So Bemela the Rivo did not understand what is the Shaila of the Gemara. That is enough in the Baraisa. That's good for the Chiddush of the Baraisa. Bishlal Gabi Gechol, Livrihakal Apas Mutaris, that a Chaim of Atzei Issa will not Aser Apas, even though it's very good the Lashon Bishlal, only B'diyevet, the Chaim is Zicha Oster. You're not allowed to use the Chaim, but Al Kaponim, the Pas won't become Nesa according to Rebbe. So, Teimel Rivo, my Kaboy, what is the Shaila? Don't he say for Bishla Gabi Gecholim Livrakel Moteres, and that means what shall Bishla Gabi Gecholim, that the heat that is in the Gecheles originates from the Atzayisa Safilu Laman the Mukiyos and Gecholim Oimemois, that the Gecholim now are there's no there's no ash in them at all. It's not leicheshoyes. Abu leigora choyim meichoyim cheres atana shegolfoy. Abu al kaponim the choyim that is in these gecholamayim mois is not any worse than the choyim. It's not any better than the choyim which is in the charsei atanu. So if there it says it's mutter, so here it also should be mutter. V'tir it's ri, so the ri says, no, I wish to disagree with you. That is not pshat and bishlal gabi gecholim, that the gecholim have in them the choyim which was created to atzei isa. Shani gecholim she'ein choyim on bo machmas ha-shalevis. That is not pshat. The choyim does not come from the shalevis. Al machmas atzvom. Bishlal Gabi Gecheles is speaking now that the heat which is now in the Gecheles comes from itself. So the mail of Afra Baalmeim, so it's coming from a Dova Muta. Avol Chaim Atanur Shegolfoi, Machmas Chaim Shalevis Avuki Bo, but the Chaim which is in the Tanur Shegolfoi, that came from the Shalevis. Shuisa Gome, Hilkach Mi Boilei, so this is a Shaila, this is Al Kaponim, Tachsam, and this is the Machloikis, the Ri and the Riva. Now, the time now the Ri, he has an opposite problem. The Riva didn't understand the Shaila of the Gemara, yes, because it's a Chemuta. It's enough in the Baraisa. The time and the Ri did not understand the Shaila that why should it be Muta? Ki min da pas osok shavuka kenegdoi. He doesn't say, what's the Shaila? If, according to Rabbi, when it's Avuka Kenegdoi, and so the pass is also, V'choim Avuka also, what bakes the pass? The pass is not baked by the Eitzim. The pass is not baked by the Eish. The pass is baked by the Avuka. So if Rabbi holds, the pass is baked by the Choim. The Choim Avuka. So if Rebbe holds, kiven da pas also kshe avuke kenegdoi, since the pas is also when it is da avuke kenegdoi, v'chaim avuke also, so the chaim of da avuke is also, that is lemaise what bakes the pas, im keng she golfoi v'ofo boyes apas, nami yeyosar apas. So what's the difference? Lemaise, it's the chaim that's making it, And the chaim is a chepze di sure, a chaim which was noitzo al yidei atzei iso, so he held that this is a chaim shal iso. This is a chaim shal iso. So what's the chilek if you have the eitzim, if you don't have the eitzim? It's not the eitzim which are baking, it's the chaim ha noitzo al yidei atzei iso that bakes. So he doesn't understand why should it be muta. Upeirish ri, so the Ri says that on Avuka Kenegd it's only Osa Midarabon. Now what is Pshat in the Ri's Teretz? What is Pshat in the Ri's Teretz? So from the Dvar Shmuel and the Afchav Zayin Amad Aleph, it would seem that the Ri was Machadish now as follows. Till now we had learned that the Machloikis Rebbe and the Rabbonon is what creates the Chaim? If the Mashu Anishav creates the Chaim, or if the Eitzim create the Chaim. That's how we learned. We learned it's a real Machloikis. It's a Machloikis Minatayr. The Ri was Machadish now, there's no Machloikis. Minatayr. You know what creates the Mashu HaNisrof. There's no shaila about it. Everyone is moide that the Eish comes from the Mashu HaNisrof. So the male, the Eish comes from the Mashu HaNisrof, so in a Torah there's no shaila whatsoever. So tzicha muta, because the Eish is coming from a Dover HaMuta. That what Rabbi said, yesh vach eitzim bepas, that's a Rabbanu dikecheshbet. You see, you have to be a shtickle scientist to figure out that the Eish comes from the Mashu Anisra. It looks like the Eitzim are creating the Chaim. So mi darabono, we say Yeshvach Eitzim bepas. So the whole thing is doch, anoiske, be'etzim min ha-toire, the Chaim is coming from the Gachelos. Now, since this is not nire leinayim, it looks like it's coming from the Eitzim, so mi darabono, we say Yeshvach Eitzim bepas.
So Memele is Daila Chumra when the Eitzim are Ben. When the Eitzim are not Ben already, so you don't even see the Eitzim. And between you and me, the Chaim came from the Gachelis to begin with. So Memele, they weren't Machma. That's how the Ri, that's Lechaire, Pshat and the Ri. And there's the Sefer Achaim we have in the Meiris, the Gemara Meiris, and Daf Chav Zayin, the Sefer Achaim is Tzamir de Kekasha and the Ri. The same Kasha really, the Tzamir Ashbe is Tzamir de Kekasha, but let's say over the Kasha. We hear a Machloikis, he said, yes, shvach eitzim bepas, ain't shvach eitzim bepas. The Moisa Kasha, if you hold ain't shvach eitzim bepas, is atze the Yisure eichem ashkachasla. The Torah asset eitzim of Yisure yano, so where do you have a tzir of eitzim which are also bano? Whenever you use the eitzim for fuel, you say ain't shvach eitzim bepas. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, b'shar shifa by a bench, ain't a chanam, if you used atze yisur for fuel, so it's always mutter. But that was the Torah asked that Atzayisi, not allowed to use that Atzayisi to make a bench out of it. That's the Deicha Timtze. But for Shteitzach, for fuel, you're sich allowed to. That's the Gemara in Daf Tov Zayin Omed Aleph. So for the Sefer Achaim, according to this Ri, that the whole Yisrael is the Rabbonon, so why did the Gemara only ask according to the Rabbonon? According to the Rabbonon, Atzayisu Reiche Mashkach. So according to Rebbe, it's very good. According to the Ri, there's no difference. The Ri also holds minat Torah that you say that the Eish comes from the Mashu Anissa. That's the Sefer Chaim's Kasha Andrei. But Kepanim, we see that's how he understood Pshat and the Ri. Agavuche, the Ri Vo asks the same, he asks, the Tesis Arajbe asks a similar Kasha of Akel. According to the Ri Vo, we mentioned that everyone holds you're not allowed to derive benefit from. Forget, according to everyone, the Eish comes from the Eitzim. The Machloikis, Rebbe, and the Rabbonin is does the Pas become also? But Yizicha not allowed in the Torah, not allowed to derive benefit from the Chaim, you're not allowed to kindle it. You're having an awe from it. The Shaila is, does the Pas become upgazed? But Yizicha not allowed to use this. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? According to the Rabbonin, Eitzim di sur eichem ashkachas lo, what do you mean? You're not allowed to use it. If the pas becomes lost, if the pas becomes mutter, that's a debatable shayla. But Yizichah not allowed to use the Eitzim. So the Tosfos Harash asks on the Rivo. It's a Muradiki Gemara on that Chosayim, which is not like the Chayim, not like the Ri, not like the Rivo. But I'll call upon him this is Pshat and the Ri. So the Ri said that this whole thing is a Darabono. Because minatoyre, we can assume that the Eish Zicha came from the Mashu and Isra. No, since it's not near Eleinayim, so the Rabbon and Rechem Kilo it came from the Eitzim. So Mamela, if they took away the Eitzim, they weren't Machma. That's a Shail in the Gemara. Loi Mashma came Bishmaiten. So Taisva says that the whole Sugya is Nishmashma Zay. The Gemara brings Psukim and the Golor Rachmone. And the second teretz, the Gemara says, "Oche eish osa rachmone, here eitzim osa rachmone." It's everything is with rachmones over here. Golo rachmone. The Gemara weiss tois, it's a real limud. It's an erenz teshail over here. According to the Ri, it's the schum of the rabbonon was only applicable to eitzim aben. The eitzim are not ben. They weren't machme. It's no issa to begin with min a teire. So the whole sugi is nishmash mazay. Vegamle havishach leflugi iyesh shvach eitzim bepasi loy lechayrech. I mean, that everyone holds ein shvach eitzim bepas because it's not from the eitzim. It's a different shaila. Period. This is the end of Tosfos. This next shtickle does not belong to this Tosfos. As Isaac the Marsha, nor it's a new Tosfos. We have over here that. That we had over here, we learn out Sli Eish, that the Atan of Goruf is not Sli Eish, and the Yedid Mamish Eish. Rabbi Yerushalmi Dayek, Sha Pesach Nitzla Betano, so the Yerushalmi asks, when you have a Kolben Pesach that's being roasted Betano, Ragecholim Tachtov, Aloichoim Atano Kimoikain Mevashloi. So l'chayre, the Yerushalmi asked, you have over here, for example, in the case of what is a Tana Gorof? And a Tana Gorof is we have heat which already separated from the Yesh. So you have a Tana that is not Gorof, you have two heating elements in the Tana. You have the heat already which also separated from the Yesh. Edith went into the Kaisle Hatano. And then you have the heat which is Mekusha to the Yesh. So the Yerushalmi is Shepesach Nitzla Betano Vagecholam Tachto Lechaim Atano Kamoy Keim Evashloi. So you have two sources of heat which are now cooking, which are now roasting the Korban Pesach. Bavitzli Machmes Dovarache. So why is it good? It's a Zeviz Egoirim. Both of them are Goyrim, the Tzliyas of Kolben. Or Meforesh, or the Yerushalmi answers, Ki Ika Eish, Eish Neitzeyach Koyach Atanu. Eish Neitzeyach Koyach Atanu. That the Ika Chaim is from the Eish. That means even though that is true, there is a contribution from the Tano also, but that's not the Ika. The Ika is the Chaim Atanu. Now it seems that's how the Dvar Shmuel says Pshat and Teisvis, that the Yerushalmi means to ask a kasha. I mean, how could you say that the Iker is the Chaim Hagecheles, and the Tanner is not contributing too much? So let us see, let us prove it. What would be if you roast a Korban Pesach without a Tanner? So if you'd roast a Korban Pesach without a Tano, it'll take you 5 hours to roast it. If you roast a Korban Pesach with a Tano, it takes 1 hour to roast. So HaKolchach, what's the Chilik? So HaKolchach, the Chilik is, because here the Tano is contributing. That was the Kasha of the Yerushalmi. So Ibazoisa, how can you say that the Tano is command the lesser, the Iker is the Ha'esh Neitzeya? You see, Nitaza, you see when there's an Eish alone without a Tano, it's a come and can roast it. So Taisa says, "Vatano mitzar of chaim gechom shayis pasach." That what you can do it in an hour is not because the chaim atano is contributing. That's a mashu. The ikar is that the tano is making that the chaim gecholim does not spread out. Zok the gemara weiter. Tana rabono. What happens if a person cut the Korban Pesach? Rashi learns he made slits in the Korban Pesach. Pesach we had in the beginning of Ketzer Toilin means Taki Taka cut it into pieces in order to enable, that he should be able to roast it Al Gabi Gecholim. If you don't have a Shalhevis, you only have coals. So you have to make smaller pieces. Or make slits al kaponim in the Korban Pesach. Chotchoi v'nosnei al gabi gecholim. Rebbe Omer ani shezet tliyesh. This is called tliyesh. So what's the chiddush of Rebbe? So Rebbe Lecheir is telling us that even though there's no flame, there's only glowing coals. Now glowing coals also has a shemesh. Ramilei Rav Achadvoi bar Ami le Rav Chizde. Bi Omar Rebbe Gecholim Eishninu. How could Rebbe say that Gecholim have a shame Eish? Reminu Aleshki Wakash. We learned in a Baraisa, Michvas Eish. By, there's Negoim, there's a Nega of Michva, there's a Nega of Shrin. The Nega of Michva is that there was a makeh that the person has on his body that came through a burn. That's a Michva. A burn, shebo ayidei ha'esh. Shchin is a makeh that's bo, it's a chimum in the boso that did not come ayidei ha'esh. Perhaps it's an inflammation, came from a makeh, maybe he was hit there. And that's how it got inflamed. It's had also, Shchin is also a makeh that there's chimum over there, but it's not shaloi ayidei koyach eish. And as we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, that these are two different negoim, if you'll have a chatzi gris from a michvah and a chatzi gris from a shchin, it will not become a tzurah. You have to have a gris of a michvah and a gris for a shchin. So memele, so now we'll bring a baraisa. Michvah's eish, only elo shenichvah beish. That's tafke, if he had a burn from an eish. Nichvah begachelos. What is if he got burnt from a coal? Beremetz, from hot ashes. Besidro seyach. Hatzid, bekfosis roseyach. Also a type of seed. Bechol dover abo min oil asu yechame yoer, or scalding water. Tamaloyme michvah michvah riba. So we see over here that without this riboy, it says michvas eish. You need a burn that came about through an eish. Agacheles is not an eish. So the only reason it falls into the category of michveh is because it's a riboy. Taime de rabbi rachmona michveh michveh. Holoi rabbi rachmona michveh michveh. Gecholim laveishninu. So memelo, without a ribui, gecholim do not fall into the category of eish. So therefore, there's a kashan rabbi. How could rabbi say that nosna gabi gecholim, that it has a teira, it's good, it's li'eish, it's not li'eish, it's li'gacheles, and a gacheles is not an eish. Omale, gacheles shall eish le'itztruch kol ribui. So he says, there's two type of coals. There's a glowing wooden coal, which in your sod is burning. That is mamish an eish. Then there's a gacheles shal matres. Gacheles shal matres, even though it's glowing, but it's not an eish there. So a gecheles shal matres is not a metzias dike eish. So memele, it's a psatil des eish. So the bereise that says that you need a ribui for a gecheles, that's speaking about a gecheles shal matres. Rebbe, that says that the tzakoshre kovim pesach, Rebbe is speaking about a gecheles shal eish. A gechela shalates. Yeah. Frag the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Chotchoi lepesach, v'loi hivdil, ala chotchoi b'shnayim v'shloishem mekaymeis, l'mayr tzliyosoi. He made slits in it. Beremetz eferusach, kfosis min tzidu, Inayin shalida mishum michve, v'loy mishum shchin. V'af alpi shemichve shchin shovim betumosom, they have the same zmanim. Nav kemine d'chatz egris makas michve, machmas ur, v'chatz egris makas shchin. Shu laikus choy macher, shloye machmas ur, ein mitstafen bakal shechte mefosh. Yeah, so al kaponim, so we answered that he's speaking about a gachela shal matris, which does not have a shame eish. And Rabbi is speaking about a gechela shal eitz. Fregt die Gemorre, it's not true. A gechela shal matres also is a shame eitz. Agabi bas koyin dersiv bo eish tisoret. We learn now from a posek that she has to be killed through eish. Bo omar av masne psile shal eiva hoya oisela. That they used to melt lead. Used to pour it down her neck, down her throat. And then that's how you killed her. So you see, Klo, that a psila shaleva, melted lead, also falls into the category of eish. And for the Gemara, shani hosom, domakro bo eish tisorif. Tisorif le rabbeis kol sreifes abois min eish. You have a ribui, but you don't need mamish eish. Tisorif is a ribui. Psila shaleva is not eish, but alt the ribui, that's also good. Like the Gemara, oh, good, fine. So it says ba'eish, and then it says tisorif, we marbe andres reifes. Oba v'cholshkein eish atzmo, but eish atzmo about the gewiss is good. It says tisorif a marbe, but eish is ikha good. Is v'nakif lo chavileis moires v'niklo. But, so why don't you burn her by the stake? Why do you pour in lead in her throat, burn her. And for the Gemara, osi sreifa sreifa mibnei aren. We learn out, it says tisorit.
And by Bnei Aaron, it also says, they are loshen sreife. Ma lahalon sreifes neshome veguf kaim. Just like over there, there was sreifes neshome veguf kaim. Afkan sreifes neshome veguf kaim. So memele, so, we'll come back to this gemara. So therefore, we don't use chavilei eitzim. Fregt die gemore, nu, so the criteria is sreifes neshome veguf kaim. Benavid lo chamei ho. So again, why do you use davke psila shaleva? As you said, scold her. She also be sreifes neshome veguf kai. If the gemore mishum da Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Kro, vahavto l'riyacha kamoicho, b'rei loy misa yofe. So mele, a hat chamei ho'u would be a very torturous way of dying. So memela, als v'avta l'racha kameicha, we use a psila shal eidah, which is very quick. Frek de gemore, v'ch meyacha de ike Rav Nachman. Now that we have the yesod of Rav Nachman, that als v'avta l'racha kameicha, one should use the quickest oifen to kill her, is gzeire shovel omri. So why before when I Yeshua Shaila? You should use chavilei eitzim. So why did you tell me al tzgzei reshovi? You learn out from Bnei Aaron, sreifes neshome veguf kayim. Say, you can't use chavilei eitzim because it is vachta l'racha kamoicha. So the Gemara says, Omri, I'll tell you, you love gzei reshovi. If you wouldn't have the gzei reshovi, I wouldn't think that this is considered sreife. I would think the Torah says sreife, sreife kipshutai, that the whole body has to be consumed. So it's a kosev, you have to burn her. Mishum the Rav Nachman, I Rav Nachman said after l'racha kamoicha, but after l'racha kamoicha can't be mafki the posik. It's nefesh l'chaviris moiris tuve. So we'll have a lot of, we'll make it as quick as possible. Keheche de tomus bagolo, that she should die quickly. Aba al koponim, I would think you can't get away with the psila shaleva. You need a sreifes haguf. So first we need the posik to tell us that it's tumi de sreifes bnei aroin, sreifes neshama veguf kayim. Now that I know that, now I can already use the Yisod of Rav Nachman, B'rei Eloi Misa Yofet. P'sahed Ashtikol Ha'ore, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches, there you have the Lav of Leisisna Sachicha Bilvovecha. So the Chinuch says, Lav Zeh Noyig, Davke B'Yisraelim Ksheirim. Leisisna sachicha is davke by Yisrael kosher. Avo besinas arishoim, ein by Issa, elo mitzvilus hanoisam. So Gemara weiter, davkuf yad gimel amit beis, chisira chamer sainacha, reivetz tachas masoi. So the Gemara weiss, this is such a thing, chamer sainacha. The Gemara says it's speaking about Shero by Dover Elve. So he saw, he's a roshe, he did his, as the Minchas Chinuch explains, he's a mammon and the Ikrei Hadas. Oh boy, Dover Elve, he did a Maiseresh, he did an Aveire. So that's Chamer Seinacho, there's a mitzvah l'sanoisai. So therefore the Chinuch says, the love of Leisisna Sachicha Bilbovecho only goes by Yisraelim Ksheirim. Yisraelim, that are not Ksheirim, there's no love of Leisisna. Mitzvah l'sanois. The mitzvah of Reish Mem Gimel, that is the mitzvah of Hafta L'yacha Kamoich, the Minchas Chinuch says, so we just learned that the love of Leisisna only goes on Yisrael and Ksheirim. Hafta L'yacha, Tavkim hu Ish Kosha, that's Tavkim, if he's Ish Kosha, then there's a din of Hafta L'yacha. Avim Rosh Ovar Aveire, mitzvah l'sanois. As Isaac the Minchas Chinuch, there's no mitzvah after l'reyacha kamoicha an arosh. So l'chayre I heard b'sashtikol ha'ore. So Rav Nachman, all of a sudden he's going with v'after l'reyacha kamoicha. We're going by chayvi misses bezden,
Ein locha dvarer v'gdoyla mizur. This is a baskoyin. She was mezane, so she's a roshe. So why does he use this pasuk v'yavto l'riyachel kamoicha? So I saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rav Sadia Goin of Yeruchim Perlo that he wants to say, he doesn't ask this kasha direct, but he's marich in this inyan, and he brings a very interesting Yad Raman Sanhedrin. Yad Raman Sanhedrin says, one pshat, v'haftel reyacha kamoicha, so the Yad Raman says, reyacha is a loshen roin. V'haftel leroacha. We should love it. This member of Rav Nachman, b'roeloi misa yofe, v'haftel leroacha. You have to love the roim, the reshoim. Aber kaponim, it's doch bitter, I says. Here we say it's not applicable to reshoim. So he says that davke mechayim, this is the lotion of the Yeruchim Perlo, davke mechayim mitzvah l'sanoi, sorry. Then there's a mitzvah, aber la'acha mise, shahoy lech lomus, l'kabol onshoi, efshe shehizer akosel l'isnaig imoy be'ave. Zeh tchilus kaporosoi, shem misvadin. So he wants to say, verkehrt von the Muchach from Rishonim there, that this pasuk after Lachmash is speaking about Takdol Rav Nachman said, he says, this is a pasuk that's speaking about Bishas Misa, Breir Loi Misa Yofe. So Bishas Misa, there is such a din. Either the Roach is going Bishas Misa, and he says there's two dinim, Mechayim or Samach Lemisosai. To be hammer wanted to be moira, perhaps the whole kash is gornit schwer. There's a muim dike, there's a rua. There's a rua speaks about, there was someone that was a ratzeach, and I wanted to be a shatz, and the kilu didn't want him, but this felt yes, that he should be a shatz, a ratzeach. And the Erzeruah makes everything away. He brings a Moirdiki Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says that a person is Makadish and Ish, and he said, Amanash and Itzadi Goma, Achogav Shayerosh Goma, Choshish and Kedushin, because maybe you did Tshuva. So you see, when a person is Mahara to do Tshuva, he's a Tzadik Goma. He says this person will have problems. The problems are not in Sidkis. The problems are that he will need Yisurim to be mechaper the Averis that he did. That's true. But that's Saitik Azachim. But his status, if he's a Rosh or a Tzadik, he's a Tzadik. When a person is machni himself to do tshuva, He brings the Bnei Koirach, they were Rishoyim, and the Eish was Mislahetes, the Vivom, the Mahara B'tshuva, Shol Salem Ruach HaKodesh. He brings a Meirdike Psikta, the Psikta says, Yisa Hashem Pono Veilecho, so the Malachi Yeshori says, Rabbeinu Shalom Eicha Tanoi Se Ponim Li Yisroel, so Rabbeinu Shalom says, Heich Lo Yese Ponim Li Yisroel, Shem Oimrim, Oshabnu, Bogadnu, Gozalmu. The Misvadeh, So he wanted a tiny very good. I mean, can't say the kasha fight sich nicht on. Kolam umosim misvadim. I mean, that's the seder. So the baisa, everyone is chayv. Mrs. Bezen is a tzaddik already. He has a debt to pay up. He's chayv misa. That's a hotach nicht daher. Aber the baisa is tak. He's not even a rosh. He's a tzaddik. So my mail could be said in the after reyacho kamoich. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Psila shel eiver matichai vezor koi lesoich pia. Tisorev kol mine sreife mashmi leksiv ba'eish v'nishtoik. It says ba'eish tisorev. V'chosh gein eish loshen kushihu. Rashi Gebor is asking a kash. Good. Tisorif is marbe till they say, but eish about the givish should be good. Ne'ar and sreif is neshomer v'gufkaimu b'sanhedrin k'mi beis chut nishalesh nichtus tu lehen b'chut meyem. Chame ho'u
Reus von der Binam Yisreif ist nicht schon mehr bei Gufkain. Zeyre Shove, Bnei Aaron, Lomeli, Tepik Mochad, Lehm Akfin, in Chabil Ismeiris, da Bereu, Lehm Yisse Yofa Bine. So muss es, ich lau, Zeyre Shove, aber meine... Und alle Zeyre Shove, auch Kochach, ich mache mich, gegen Lakit, Chabil Ismeiris Bine, und die Lestreif ist nicht schon mehr bei Gufkain, lau Sreifi. The cross reif atzach. If I wouldn't have the xeris shove, I couldn't raise the choice. The teire said, I'll call chach sreif. The mishum derav nachman, the bina misa yof, ave mina nofish loch, abi leis tuve, yir bola has the god, osha Thomas Meyer. It's kamash, malon xeris shove, the sreif is nishome, the guf kayem, nam is reif ohu. Nam is reif ohu. So the xeris shove tells me, no, you don't not that, that this is also considered as reif. The kiven des reif, yani drab nachman lafuki is meireis vereis. So since this is also as reif, so therefore, now I can use drab nachman. So if I have different taifanim of reif, I could use a psila shaleva also, so I'm boicher psila shaleva, als drab nachman. So according to this Rashi, it comes out, what will be if a person will use Chavilis Moiris? So, Aviena Velfet Mephodrim for them, you want Mekayim Haftalari Achal Kamoicha, that's all. But the mitzvah of Sreifes Paskoim, he was Mekayim. So from Rashi, we see that the Gzeri Shove is not telling us that it has to be Dumye, the Bnei Aaron, Sreifes Bnei Aaron. That it has to be Sreifes Neshome Vaguf Kayim. Doesn't have to be. Can be Sreif as Gav also. No, Pshat is that this is also called a Sreif. That's what we see from Rashi. So the Marshal asks, if that's the case, so it's very schwer the Gemara before. The Gemara before asks Akashe, V'chosh Genesh Atzmo, the Gemara is Akashe, let's use that. Is not good, is because of Rav Nachman. Because my Gemara didn't know from Rav Nachman, so still back to the old Kashe. That's what the Mashal wants to learn, not like Rashi. That it's a limotaki, you need sreifas neshome veguf kain. Fakert, Chabil Ismeiris is not good. You learn out from Bnei Aaron that you need dumye de Bnei Aaron. From Asimus is good, so Chabil Ismeiris is no good, but that's what Chamei Ha'oyer. So then the Gemara brings Rav Nachman. Kaponim Rashi didn't learn like this. Fragt die Gemara weiter. Be'elo ba'eish lomoli. Fragt die Gemara ba'zoi. So if l'maisa we are marbe tisoreif, we are marbe kol mineis reifis, you don't need mamish eish. I told this eish is also good. Why does it say eish? And the Gemara la'fuki eiver mi korot. That's something that you have, something that it's hot, that's not like they told this eish. A hot type of lead or lava. Rashi says, "Elabei Shlomali, even the Sefenu LaRabbi is called Sreifes. Even Mikorish Meitzinais Min Akarka Riseyachu, the Loi Tel Desei." So this is Taken Ismail. Let us see Taisus. Ainli Elosh Nichve Kaeish Minayin. How do we know if it's Nichve, Bagacheles, etc.? The Tachtaisvis, Avogav, the Shchina, Michve, Shoven, Lachol, Dova. So what's the difference of will be a Shchin, will be a Michve? I mean, if it won't be a Michve, will be a Shchin. And they have the same halachas, a Shchina, Michve, Metamen, Beshvu, Echod, Besei, Eloven, or Bepisyain. They have all similar halachas. Mikol Mokin, Avkamin, Linyan, Tziruf, the Shchina, Michve, and Mitzav. Avkamin will be, if you could be Mitzarev, the way Rashi said, I have a Gris, of a shchin and half a gris of a michve, which are not mitzurah. Nichve begacheles begfosis. So we have here a posik. We learn out from michva michva that begacheles begfosis is also good. Taimo, ma ben gfosis reseyach v'sid the house I shall tano, the marine lael, time at the cost of Achmonet's li'esh nepomin, olav hochi, li'esh kerinen bay. Bohochi itzrich sid uk posis reiseach ribuyo, avu me'esh loy havi yodane. So the Marsho says, Achsach mir, that this Taisvis is going according to the second Mahalach in the Gemara. The second Mahalach in the Gemara was that why do you need a miyut, tli'esh, tli'esh? Because without a miyut, I would think that the chaim alone has a shame esh. Since the chaim alone, you put a beggar there, the beggar will start burning. So something that's very hot and can create, it's bekeichai to make something else burn, that has a shame esh. That's called adava hasoire. So hot air is called adava hasoire. That's called esh. Therefore, you need a special miyut, tli'esh, tli'esh, that by kolben pesach, this is not enough. Fine. So Tosis is asking a meirdeke kasha. By michve, it says michvas eish. Now, so we're just saying that l'chayre, hot air should also have a shem eish. A hot kachela should have a shem eish. It's just like hot air has a shem eish, which without a special gilu yakro would be considered a tzli eish, not because it came from an eish, not because this alone is a shame eish. So memeila agacheles and all these other things which are very hot should also have a shame eish. So why do you need a michva michva ribui to tell me that this is good? On a michva michva ribui. Mitzavat me is a shame eish. So the Marsha says this is only good according to the second mahalach in the Gemara. According to the first mahalach in the Gemara, it works the other way around. According to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, Takert, the Gemara never held that a Dovo Cham has a Shemesh. No one ever held such a thing. The Gili Yakroiz, I would think, since it once came from an age, so it should have a Shem Tzliyesh. So I have a Gili Yakro, that something that came from an age doesn't have a Shemesh. So Mamela, so it's very good. So something that came from Eish doesn't have a shame Eish. That's a Gilu Yakro. Mitzadat me that it's hard, it's Thomas a Gonish, mit Gonish. So Mamela, so now it says Michvas Eish. So I would think a Gacheles and all these other things which just came from an Eish does not have a shame Eish. That's you need Michla, Michla, Ribui. So according to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, it's not Shver. Tais Viskasha. Tais is Essen according to the second Mahalach. According to the second Mahalach, so it comes out that Chaim alone has a shame eish. Now there's a special Gilui Akra that by Kolben Pesach, that's not sufficient, a shame eish, need eish mamish. About Kuponim, by Michve, without a Gilui Akra, so it should be considered Michve's eish. Holav hochi gacheles leikri eish. The Gemara asks Akasha and Rebbe. Rebbe said that Bishla Gabi Gecholim, it was Nosni Agabi Gecholim, so Rabbi says, that Gecholim is considered Tzli Eish. That's what Rabbi said. So the Gemara is Sakasha, we find by Michve, you need a special Ribui for Gecholim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Is Nirle Rashbe, Amimotzel Ameimah, Goli Rachmone b'michve, v'gomrina minei, v'lo itzach l'shnuye b'inyin ache. The Gemara could have said, Akert, that's the Gilui. The Gilui is that Gecholim, that's the Gilui is this, that we're asking Gakasha and Rebbe. Rebbe said Gecholim is good. Gakasha, Gecholim is not Eish. Why? Because it says michva michva. So let's say it's fakert. That you're right. Misvar, I would think Gecholim is not eish. So therefore it says michva michva to be megala that Gecholim has a teres eish. Le'itzrech lishnuye be'inyan acher elam mishun loshen achen delel. The loshen achen delel said the Loshen Achen de Lael said that what? That even Chaim is a Teiras Eish. Even Chaim is a Teiras Eish.
Because the Gzeiris HaKosu, you need Eish Mamish. The Gzeiris HaKosu, you need Eish Mamish, that's the Gzeiris HaKosu. So could be, in Michvas Eish, who says Michvas Eish is a Giloi, Michva Ribi, there is a din of Eish Mamish. And the Kash of Taisvis, the Rabbi Kiveger and the Sfas Emes, say they don't understand Taisvis Kash. Rabbi Mosel, Lamei, Megoli, Rachmole, Bemichvis, Gavrine, Minei. So they ask a Merdike Kash. By Michva, if we only be Marbe Gacheles, so no, I'll say Goli, Rachmole, that Gacheles also is a Teresaish. Well, Marba, a whole bunch of other things. Marba, Sid, Remetz, the Gfosis, I say, these things are not at all better than Golfoi. This is something that has in itself a Chaim Ha'esh. Chalas could be his Mamishesh, Yechalim Moichashesh, but the other things, Zicha, aren't better than Golfoi. So how can you say Goli Rachmone if from Rebbe Gufi you see only a Gacheles is good, anything else is no good? So where do you see a Gilui that a Gacheles is Eish? If it only be Marbe Gacheles, Memele, so it could be that's shot in the Gilui. But since you're Marbe a whole bunch of other things, which according to Rebbe will not be good by Korban Pesach, so a Kochach you can learn out from Michve. Miyutain, Amayla Mishani, the Rebbe Ayri, Bigacholim Leichashais. Rachel Yitzchak Libuyi, Ela Oimimais, Laikriyesh, Kedamuchach Besom. Because Taisvis, let us say that Rebbe is speaking about Gacholim Leichashais, that they're blowing coals, and that attack is a Taisvish. He was speaking about Gacholim Oimimais, which is not called Eish. Vyashloiman, hey, the Gacheles, the Krohaina Oimimais, Am Gecheles, the Mishnah, the Baraisa havi leichashayis. So the Baraisa is Marbe Gecholim by Michva means Gecholim leichashayis. You see, for Gecholim leichashayis, you also need a Ribi. The Eish Tisof L'Rabis Kol Scheifes, the Tisof Ribuyehu, the Abbe Matzul Michva, the Eish Tomus. So Tisof is Marbe Kol Minei Scheifes. Zog Tais Vesweitel, Mutei Eva Meikori. Ikshe Rav Yosef, Neimo be Eish Prat, Pisorif klau, menase klau, moisif ala prat, verobi komili, you have a klau that moisif ala prat, she not mind anything from the prat, afilu even mikore, to lay domi la prat, even though it's not domi la prat, but that's the klau by a klau, a moisif ala prat, you mab everything. You don't need domi the prat, you shloim the klau that is sorif koi a prat. Kloimer, ba meti sorif, ba eish, not aces, this klal is explaining the prat. Or the klal, it's going on the prat. Hilkach lemabinim itisorif eladum yudeish. The koi elavi, ma the klal atorich leprat. It's not a klal amoisif ala prat. It's a klal atorich leprat, but there's no such din of yimar bekol mili. I mean, because yadam, they don't amoisif ala prat, ribo. Picture Rabbeinu Yaakov de Leine, Shammai Yitzchak Kolei Mutei Eva Mikorei. Why do you need a posik to tell us that Eva Mikorei is not good? Or Shemina Leine, Yitzchak Leisevaro Le Mutei Shein Tzreches Baskoin Deiche Shabbos. The posik says, you're not Leisevaro Eish Bechol Meishvei Seichem. The Gemara says, this posik is coming to tell us that you're not allowed to melt lead in Shabbos to kill a Baskoin. So the Sreifes, the habore of the lead is not teicher Shabbos. Mit itzer leisavare lemutish in Shabbos baskein teicher Shabbos mechlal. Then yochel leseifa beiva mikore. So you see klal from here that you can't use eiva mikore. The yochel leseifa boy, he came sheeted leidoch yeshabbos. Then it's poshut it's not teicher Shabbos. Given the yochel laseis for leitchi yeshabbos. So why do you need a posik to tell me that to make a fire to burn the lead is also sabaru eish chashteitzer it also because it could be done in an eif and a mutter.
There's another eitzah. You can put on a blech and leave it there before Shabbos without making a fire. So Kolchach, the whole pasuk is speaking about if for some reason you are unable to do this, or the fire tzachayis kiloshon, so now the shaila is the havor edoiche Shabbos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiel Rab Zeid. So we had over here a klal that says, eish tisorif, by Shreifis Baskoin, we learn out from this posik that, Lavdavka Eish, it can be marbe, it can burn it with other things also, till this Eish. Rabbi is called Shreifis Abois Machmesation. Like the Gemara, the Gabi Porim, and Israf, and the Sibu, the Sorah, or Israel Eitzim Beish. There it says that it has to be burned. It says it's a loshen sreifa v'soraf be'ish v'sanya be'ish v'loy b'sibrei seyach v'loy b'kfos yisrei seyach. I why and we marbe from the soraf kol minei sreifa amalei hochi hasht hosam ksiv v'eish v'hodot yisoreif rabbeis kol sreifa yisaboyis machmas eish v'kert if it says yisoreif afterwards. So it's Moisev on Beish, not only Yeish, Kominis Reis. Ochik see the Sora Bois Aleitzim Bo Eish, Lipsoif, is Upsoif Eish, the name of the Eish, Ein Midachin Ilo Fakert. Here it's Mamayit, it says Eish after the Sora, so it's the Daf Keish. Frag the Gemara, Osam Namik see the Sreifu Lipsoif, this Pasuk it says, Al Shefa Hadeshin Yisorei, right after the Eish it says that Yisorei, so you have a Yisorif after the Eish. Omri, who Yisorif mi boile lich desanya. Yisorif is not going on the Eish, it's going on the Shefach HaDeshin. Avo Bishain, Shom Deshin is also Yisorif. Avo Bishitzis Ur Beruboi is also Yisorif. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Reichet uchsiv Eish, Kosev Nam Yisraif, Bahadei, Ribuye kol sreifa osa bitmiye. Och, ik wil zich sreifa bereishe. O maash me kol sreifa, zod ik zie beish, maash me davke eish koma. Davke eish, and not anything else. Al shefa chadeshen yisoreif seifa dukro, dich zie bei eishu. Afu pisha ein sham deshen, du leiteima adeshen kopet rachmon ala selfoi, al mokim shayu meitzim sham dishne sham izbeach achitzen. You shouldn't think that the poem on the Srof may have to be burnt after when, where there is Deshen. Even though there's no Deshen there. Or it's coming to be Malba for Pisha, Utsas or Oyer or Oberu boy. It's Askaboy Achetigom al Sreif. Another Yisorif, you have to be, you don't let it burn by itself. You have to see that you have to be Isaac, that you have to burn it. You shouldn't leave it there. This is one Peretz. So it comes out, Bekitzer, we had asked a Kashe and Rebbe. Rebbe said, Agacheles, if you know some Agabi Gacheles, it's Kosher. So he asked a Kashe, we see we need a Ribui, by Michve for a Gechela, so he answered that for Gechela Shal Matches, and Rabbi speaking about the Gechela Shal Eitz. Ravina Oma Kroich V'Tonim. Ravina said, no, there's a Greis in the Bereise. The Kasha finds her nicht on. You don't need a Ribi for a Gechela, so Gechela is Mamesh Eish. The Bereise should read as follows. Michvas Eish, Ein Li Elosh and Michve Bo Eish Ba Gechela, period. Nichve beremetz besidre sech bekvos is resech vodob abo mach masul so ich hamer minayim. So he never needed a ribri for a gachelis. Fakir, that's eish. Eish is the ein lo nichve beishu ba gachelis. Am loyme michve michve ribo. So fakir, it's no spirit to Rebbe. Fakir, it's a raya to Rebbe. The gachelis falls into the category of eish. Zot rashi. Rabbi no ma hod de parches lo le rabbi mit zrich mich ve mich vel ribuy gachales
Leitig, de machnise mishabeshte, it's vergreit, so gechelles lav mir rebuye de michlose letanen. Al mi mashmuse deish, oiche toni gachelles ba di eish, be mashmuis de reishe, heili ala eish, be gachelles, rebuye de michwe michwe, le remetz, besid osel.